Have you ever woken to a sweet morning rain? Had your cup of coffee while it pattered on your window pane? Have you ever seen the sun going down?
Hi. Oops, caught me dancing. Welcome, welcome. Happy Wednesday. I'm always excited to be here at the Wynn Convention Center. And my name is Angela. If you have not met me yet, I usually can be found across the street at the Holy Grounds Coffee Shop, our 100 Coffees virtual cafe site here in Biscotti Park. Got my Welcome to Biscotti Park t-shirt on. And if this all sounds new and crazy to you, this group that you are in, the Wynn group, is part of a larger online community that is a group of women-owned businesses and communities that have decided to band together and interact as if we truly live all in the same village. So if you want more information on that, you can check us all out at biscottipark.com. But when I say I'm so glad to be in the convention center, this community is what we call in the village our convention center, because this is where the speakers hang out. This is where you come to hear some amazing things and mix and mingle with all of the people who are making it happen, right? That's what happens here in this community. So I'm so excited to be here. One of my hats, as you'll see in my title here, is Mayor of Biscotti Park, Mayor Angela. So you may see me in certain crowds as mayor. And the other hat I wear is my personal business, is Personality Professor. And this is a special week because we are leading up to Valentine's Day. So whenever it's around Valentine's Day, I love to talk about all things having to do with love relationships, right? Any relationship where you are looking for or giving, receiving love. So that can be many things to many people. To you, that could mean family. It may mean a romantic relationship. It could mean your best friend, right? Anybody that you are seeking and giving love to and from, right? So when this season comes about, I love to mix what we usually talk about here, which is DISC. DISC is my primary assessment that I focus everything out of DISC. I use a DISC filter on literally everything in my life. But I love to mix it with other tools, because all of these assessments are all tools. They're all the assessments have a value of some kind. And one of my interests and hobbies, as I've been studying this over 20 years, is to mix various assessments. So I would love to know who has looked at this assessment. This is The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. It's an amazing book, and it's not very big, so you see, it's a quick read. It's a quick read. Most of it is actually the assessment itself, so you have an assessment in this book. He's created different ones for different relationships. So you have Five Love Languages, just the general one, which I believe this is just, this is the general one. This is just the first book. He has one for couples, one for teens, parenting. This applies, again, any love relationship, right? So you love your parents, you love your children, you love your spouse, you love your sister, you love your friend, right? Anyone you love and want to show them that you do love them in a way that makes sense to them, that's what this book's about, okay? So a lot of what we talk about here on Wednesdays is about how to meet people where they are, right? I don't know if you're aware, and I don't know that I've mentioned it here, so I apologize if I'm repeating myself, but most of us walk around this world, this big wide world, thinking that everyone is just like us. Everyone has the same opinion. Everyone does things the same. And when we encounter people who are different, we're kind of surprised, right? And we're like, well, what do you mean? Like, for instance, Haley likes to post like, you know, over or under toilet paper, over or under. People on both sides of the fence think that their way is totally normal. And when you don't agree with them, they kind of look at you like you've got two heads, right? So we kind of walk around this world thinking and assuming that everyone is just like me. Everyone thinks just like I do. Everyone acts just like I do. Everyone likes all the same things that I do. So the most loving thing that I can do is give someone or do something that I appreciate, right? Because if I appreciate it, you must appreciate it. And when you get offended that I did something for you or gave you something that you actually don't like, then I get upset. Like, oh, but how come you don't appreciate this wonderful thing I did for you or this wonderful gift I gave to you? Has anyone ever gotten a gift from someone that they gave it to you and they were just bursting and expected you to be so excited? But when you got it, you were like, do you even know me at all? Like, has anyone else had that experience? Let me check in with the gallery here and see who we got with us. Susan, I have missed you, Susan. It's so nice to be back. So nice to be back. I thought you would. And Susan is a fellow DISC, student of DISC and teacher of DISC as well. So yeah, love languages and DISC go really well together and in the workplace. Absolutely. I use this combination DISC and love languages to create in my corporate life when I was in corporate and doing corporate consulting before I decided to homeschool my daughter and live completely online. That was what I did. And I used these two tools together to create some amazing recognition packages and recognition programs for my teams and for the organizations as a whole. Because nothing says I love you or I appreciate you more than receiving something or having someone do something for you that is the exact thing that you enjoy, right? Nothing at the same time makes you feel less loved or appreciated than to get something or to have someone do something for you. It is absolutely something you do not enjoy, right? Because the main thing that really makes people connect and build relationships is the factor of, wow, you get me. You understand me. You hear me. That's what draws people to you. So if you can get out of your own way and look at others and meet them where they are and talk the language that they speak instead of just assuming they're like you, you will go a lot farther in life. So today I want to walk us through each of the personality styles and how to translate the love languages for each of these styles, okay? And then if you want to chat about this after, I'm going to open a room on Clubhouse because we're also on Clubhouse now. Clubhouse is a cool new platform we're trying out. It's a really easy way to interact with people instantly and live, and you don't have to worry about being on camera. Which I know some people are a little nervous about. So we are trying a new thing. So anytime you see me here on Wednesdays, and if you're a Clubhouse user, you can hop over to Clubhouse and we can continue the conversation. So let me pull up my, here we go. There we go. All right. So here's our handy dandy handout that we do every week. Every week we have the same handout. I am all about simplicity. And yes, I do offer assessments. And yes, we are working on creating retreat spaces where you can book retreat time with me as you need it. You don't have to wait for me anymore to create a class, a course, a workshop, a retreat for you to attend. If you feel like you need to have some time with you and you need someone to help you remember who you are and how amazing you are, you can schedule that with me when you need it. And we will create it around your time and your schedule. All right. So if that's something you're interested in, message me and I will get you some information on that. I don't have a link for that because it's something that is brand spanking new that we have not, we haven't put the process in place yet. So for today, I'm going to actually make this bigger. So I'm here, but I'm going to be the woman behind the screen, like the wizard in the Wizard of Oz. So I'm going to make this as big as possible. All right. So, and feel free to play along. We always start our shows with our first two questions, just for new people who haven't been here before. We use two questions to determine what your main primary style is. Now, please remember, we are all a combination of everything. Okay. Today, the questions, when I ask them to you, usually I say, think about this for yourself. Today, I want you to think of someone that you really want to show them that you love them, you care about them, and you appreciate them. Okay. So think, keep one person in mind as we're doing these questions today, because I'm going to help you to find a way to demonstrate in a tangible way, your love for them and your affection for them, your appreciation for them, in a way that they are absolutely going to receive 100% and appreciate and get that you care for them. Okay. So here is question one. Are you reserved or outgoing? So this would be for the person you're imagining. Okay. Are they reserved or outgoing? Reserved individuals, they move slower. They tend to, talk slower, act slower, think slower, make slower decisions in processing things. They are slow to move towards a problem. They need a process. They like to know, kind of ask some questions first. They put some distance between themselves and the action. Outgoing people tend to jump straight in, figure it out as they go. They talk fast, move fast, think fast. They're very... you can feel their energy. They're just constantly go, 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 go. Very driven, very outgoing people. So this person you're imagining, are they outgoing or reserved? What do you think? So I'll give you a second. Get that person in mind. All right. So here's our second question. Are they task or people focused? So a task individual is going to be more process driven. They like to have a routine. They might like lists, checking things off. Their focus is on all of the things that need to get done in life, all of the jobs. They're like work now, play later type people. If they have something to do, they don't like to be interrupted. They're very focused. They want to get all of their stuff done before they are redirected to people. Okay. So they tend to move as an individual and work in a focused manner. Okay. People, on the other hand, they are more feelers. They feel their way through life. They need to be around people because people energize them. So if people don't energize the person you're thinking of, if they like to be alone, if they're constantly seeking alone time and say, please leave me alone so I can get my work done, that's a task person. A people person, they love being interrupted. They love working as teams. They love doing things with friends. They don't like to do things by themselves. They like to be with the crowd, with others who are like them, working on things, playing, doesn't matter what it is. They like to be part of a group. Okay. So do you have your person in mind? So now we're going to look at where they might be on our graph. Okay, so if your person is outgoing and task-oriented, then that puts them in the D quadrant. Ds make up 10% of the population, so this is a very rare individual, very driven, They get a lot done very quickly, and they don't really need to know how necessarily everything works. They just get stuff done. Okay. Eyes, if they're outgoing and people-oriented, they are 30% of the population. And these individuals, again, move very quickly, but they like to be doing things towards people. So they move quick, but they don't do it alone. They like to bring people along with them. S's, which would be people in reserved, make up 35%. This is the largest population of the world. And they, again, like to be with people. They like to do things in groups, but at a slower pace. A slower pace, maybe not such a large group, a small group, slower pace, but they don't really like to be alone, but don't like to be overwhelmed by the large, fast-moving crowd. They like to be slower. Or supporting that group is also a good place for S's to be. And then 25% of the population are reserved in task, and these individuals are the most introverted. They like to be alone, to think for themselves. They don't like to be interrupted. They don't want to clutter their thoughts with the opinions of others. They like to do their own research, come to their own conclusions, and they only trust their actually prove with their own research. They're very much quality focused and slow moving, focus driven, but on their own tasks. Okay, so feel free to drop, if you like to play along with us, drop where this person for you is on the chart. Are they D, I, S, or C? And you'll see we also have names in the quadrants. These are names that I have given over time to these individuals. So D's are mountain movers. They move mountains to get what they want. I's are dream chasers. They're always chasing the next hill, what's over the next hill, never satisfied with the status quo. S's are peacemakers. They will do anything it takes to have peace and balance. And C's are promise keepers. They are the ones that keep us safe. They make the rules, keep the rules, remind us of the rules, and make sure everybody is doing what we're supposed to be doing and in the correct fashion. So none of these are negative. All of these are positive, okay? But let's look at how each of these looks at love, right? We all want love. We're humans. Humans want love. We do. But love looks different to each of us, right? So what makes me feel loved as an I is going to make a C feel extremely annoyed. Right? So it's very important because, again, remember, we walk through life doing life as we think things should be. As we look at things, we think everyone else looks at it the same. Same with the love languages. Okay. So again, here's the book. If you would like to grab your own copy, it's an excellent book. Gary Chapman, Five Love Languages, comes in many, many different translation formats, so for different types of relationships. So when you are looking at love languages, one way to, if you don't know what your this person that you're thinking of, right? You remember you're thinking of this one person. If you don't know what their love language is, or you're having a hard time figuring out what their love language is, usually it's a language, right? So we speak in the language that we operate, meaning that they're going to show love in a way they want to receive love. So if this person is constantly giving you gifts, probably gift giving and gift receiving is one of their love languages. And like the personality styles, you can have more than one language. You can be multilingual in the love languages, okay? But like the personalities, we usually have a primary, all right? So one of my strong love languages is words of affirmation. So one of my big things I always say is, good job, good job. And it drives some people nuts when I say, good job. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you. Because my primary language is affirmation. people giving me words of praise, words of affirmation. That is my biggest and my primary language. So it naturally pops out of me. So if you think of this person that you want to show affection for, think, what do they normally do for me or for others? What do I see them doing? Are they a hugger? Maybe their love language is physical touch. Do they give gifts? Maybe theirs is gifts, gift giving. Do they always ask you to go do special events with them or have alone time with them? That would be quality time. Okay. Do they always do something for you? Like maybe they bring you a meal, or they maybe you work with this person and they're really good about whenever they get up and grab coffee for themselves, they come back with a coffee for you too. That would be an acts of service person. Someone who is always looking for a way to serve you and people that they love. Okay, so let's look at how this translates, because just because it's their language, okay, that's like step one, that's like general. This translates differently for each of the personality styles. So knowing it's their language, awesome. That gives you a leg up. But as we're gonna find out, just because it's their language, words of affirmation for a D are not the same as words of affirmation for an I or an S or a C. Okay, so this is going to take you to another level of customizing and personalizing and really showing someone that you care. Okay, we're going to customize it down to their personality style. All right, are you ready? Okay, so I'm going to disappear again, but we're going to expand this out just so that you can see. If I can find the right button. There it is. Okay. Okay, so our first love language is words of affirmation, which is my favorite. So words of affirmation for an outgoing and task-oriented person, okay, a mountain mover. Let's really get into their mind here, okay? So a mountain-moving person doesn't sit still. They go, go, go. They're worried about getting stuff done. So one, I'm not going to sit around and wait for someone to give me a kudos, right? I'm not going to stop and look around and be like, did you see what I just did? Did you see that? Did you see that? That's in more of an I. A D personality is going to be going, 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 going so fast. So words of affirmation needs to be quick, and it needs to be delivered in a way that they're going to hear it and see it when they take a breath. So either you're going to have to think of this person as they are constantly running a race in life. They are constantly running after their goals. So the only person they're going to see if you're running a race, right? Imagine you're running, 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 running. If you're running a race, put yourself on the street. I'm running, 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 running. Everyone on the sidelines, they might be screaming, I love you. You're awesome. Go, go, go. Right? And it blends. It's just a roar. And they can't see me because I'm a blur as they're running, 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 running past me, right? But what am I looking at? I'm looking at the finish line. I'm looking at the goal line. If you want to be seen by a D and let them know that you care, you need to be at that goal line. You need to be there when they cross the finish line so that as they're celebrating to themselves for that brief moment before they run to the next thing, you are there to say, oh my gosh, that was awesome. Way to go. Okay. If you can't be there in that moment, plan ahead and find a delivery method, whether it's a card, whether it's an email, though D's don't really check their emails, a sticky note somewhere where they're always going to be, something visual that they can see, or a message on their phone. Maybe shoot them a text message, a voice message on their phone that they will check, right? Make sure it's a way that they're going to receive it and see it. Otherwise, it didn't exist. It doesn't count if no one sees it. If no one hears it, it doesn't count, right? If a tree falls in the forest and no one's there, right? So be sure you're strategic with this, with the D. Eyes, as soon as they do something, they're waiting. They are like, did anyone see that? Oh my gosh, that was so awesome. Did you see it? Did you see it? And if no one saw it, we'll go tell you about it. We will walk and walk and walk. We will stop everything else we're doing to go around and let everybody know and give everybody a chance to praise us. Because that's how we are. We crave recognition and praise. That's what fuels us. Okay. So think about when you see an eye do something and they get excited, that's the time to swoop in and say, oh my gosh, that's awesome. Don't wait though. Eyes need encouragement along the way too, because if an eye that goes too long without encouragement, they give up on something, they move on to something else, because if no one cares and no one sees what I'm doing, then does it really matter? So don't save your words of affirmation for the end goal like you would a D, because Ds won't hear you until they achieve it. And if you give them affirmation before they've earned it, then that's actually not a good thing. And I, on the other hand, they need affirmation along the way, not just at the end. Okay. And S, words of affirmation, is more of like an appreciation for seeing that they helped with something, or doing the little everyday things that no one else really thinks is important, but an S sees the importance, and an S carries a huge burden. S's carry everybody's problems and everybody's burdens. They just gather them all up because they want everybody to be happy and they want peace. So they're constantly in a state of sacrifice, constantly, whether they realize it or not. They're always supporting and sacrificing so someone else, either someone else can shine, or so that they have peace in their life. So words of affirmation for an S is, I really appreciate all that you do here. Thank you for making dinner. Thank you for making sure my house is clean. Thank you for showing up early to the meetings, because I really appreciate your dedication. Thank you so much for always being here when I need you. The everyday things. S's need to know that their everyday showing up and being consistent matters. Okay, so that's an S. C's really don't need your affirmation. Again, they don't really need it. But if you have a C who seems to be giving you kudos and words of affirmation, then words of affirmation for them need to mean something. Very specific things like, wow, I can't believe that you were able to fix that problem that has been broken for 2 years and no one else could do it. That's amazing. Things like that. Very specific. Do not give casual, like, good job, kudos, wow, you rock. That is going to just roll off their back, and they need real. They need real quality. Remember, quality is their big thing. Quality compliments. Specific instances. Wow, on Tuesday, I noticed that this had improved. Was that you? Did you do that? That was awesome. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Okay, be specific in your words of affirmation. Let me see if there's any questions. Awesome. I'm so glad you're enjoying, Susan. I'm so glad you're here. All right. So quality time. Quality time. Now D's, D's are always on the go. Even when they're sitting still, don't let them fool you. They are go, 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 go. So quality time with a D is probably going to be doing an activity. So be prepared to do something. And probably it's going to be something dangerous and pushing the envelope, because that's what D's do. Or maybe you'll get lucky and you'll just get a D that likes to have the most current gadgets, and you'll get to stand in line at the Apple store with them. And that might be okay, you know, whatever floats their boat. But it's going to, quality time for a D is going to be spending time with me doing an activity, not sitting and watching a movie. It's going to be something very active and probably new that they've never done before. They like new, they like edgy, they like challenge. So think of something if you're planning. a date or a dinner. Maybe, you know, this group would probably enjoy like, hey, babe, let's go bungee jumping. Hey, babe, let's go swimming with sharks. Hey, let's go take a helicopter ride. Hey, let's go climb to the top of that mountain over there and see what's on the other side. Hey, let's test drive the newest car that just got released, right? Things like that, things that are new and exciting. They want new and exciting. They don't want the same old Valentine's dinner. They don't want the same old thing that everybody else gets. They want new and different and exciting. Okay. So I know we can't all leave the house yet. I know that, but be creative. Is there something you've never done together? Is there like, you know, is there a way to maybe make something fresh and new? Experience something fresh and new. Maybe cook together and make a new dish that neither one of you has ever tried before, right? So don't be afraid. Even if it totally botches, it's a great story and they'll laugh through it. It doesn't have to be perfect with the D. It just has to be new and inventive and exciting, okay? Eyes quality time, again, is togetherness. Eyes like to have fun. So maybe, I know we can't all leave the house, dancing around the living room might be fun for an eye. Doing something creative is fun for an eye, quality time. Making something together, again, cooking, if you're like music or crafts or something like that, quality time for an eye is gonna be focused on them. Make the day or the date or the moment about them. Even if it's just, okay, we're going to shut off everything. We're going to unplug. And I want you to tell me everything that I haven't heard for the whole week. Or ask them questions. I have these really cool, let me see if I can, technology and I are having... There we go. Okay. So I have these really cool new things I picked up. They're called icebreaker boxes. And this is by Best Self, but there's other companies that do them too. So I have different kinds. I have this one that's just a general icebreaker. I'm going to start posting some of these actually as questions. Maybe I'll post them in a few different places in the village. There's one that's a deeper icebreakers. So it has deeper questions. There's one for couples called intimate, you know, but again, we're talking all love relationships, not just couple relationships. But so for instance, it's kind of like a, see the color coding? It's kind of like a Trivial Pursuit deck where it has like different topics, right? So ask them questions. I just like to talk about themselves. Okay. Ask them questions. Here's a question. When was the last time you cried and why? And then shut up and let them talk. Eyes like to talk. Eyes like to tell stories. So ask them questions and be quiet and let them talk. And that will make them feel extremely loved, okay? S's, same, similar kind of thing. S's though, they are more like, they like quiet together time. They like maybe snuggle up and read a book or, watch a movie, something quiet and maybe just the two of you, okay? And I might like a game night or something with friends, a group of friends where an S wants you all to themselves, wants all your attention and just sit and be as close as possible to them and just be together and share the space, okay? A C... C's and quality time, they like to have quality time alone usually. Their best quality time is by themselves because they cannot be interrupted and do research. So a C, if they do enjoy quality time with you, it's going to be one person, like them and one other person. So it would just be the two of you. So if this is your Valentine, just the two of you completely alone. Again, give them your total focus and make sure that any extra distractions. They do not like distractions. All the distractions are pushed out of the way, and they are the center of the night. Because as soon as your attention wanes to something else, like if you've got your phone next to you and you start checking your Facebook, then they're going to think, oh, okay, it's over. Now I need to go do something else. Okay. So if you have a C that enjoys quality time, then be sure that they are completely the center of your focus and it's just the two of you. And most likely it's going to be needing to be doing something purposeful, because they don't do anything that doesn't have a purpose. It has to have a purpose. Every single thing they do, every move they make, they don't move unless they've thought it out and it makes sense and it's not going to waste that one bit of movement and time. So if you ask them for a night all alone for quality time and you do something that is not purposeful and functioning and have a reason, then they're not going to appreciate that as much. Okay. All right. So number three, receiving gifts. And we may think that everyone likes gifts, right? Not true. Not true. And it depends on what kind of gift. A D gift, of course, like we had said, they like the newest, the latest. They like a challenge. So a gift for a D would be something that maybe no one else has yet. It's brand new to the market. It's something new that they get to play with before other people have figured it out. They really enjoy being the first. They like to be the first for lots of things. So if you can find a gift that allows them to sample something, a preview of something, maybe you have access to premiere a movie before it's released, or beta test a product, or buy something that just came out, like it just got released. And that's why a lot of Apple users are D's. I have put that together because Apple's always got like, hey, don't miss out on the latest and greatest, right? You don't want the old version. You want the latest and greatest, the latest and greatest. D's love that. I's just love gifts. We just love that you thought of us. We just love that. I have seen I's get excited about finding a pack of bubble gum on their desk. So I's just appreciate anytime anybody remembers them and thinks of them. And the best thing for an I gift is if you can tie a story to it. Like, even if it's something simple, like a pin. Okay, I gotta come back on camera to demonstrate here. Okay, so for instance, I love pins. I'm an I and I love pins. So if you handed me this pin, and it's pink, right? It's a pink pen and it erases. Okay. Oh, and there's my daughter. So if you handed me this pen, some people might say, really? All you got me was a stinking pen. But if you hand an eye a pen and you say, oh my gosh. Hi, Hannah. You say, oh my gosh, I saw this pen and I thought of you. And you tie a story or a memory with it, I will hold on to this pen even after it doesn't work anymore because of the story that goes with the gift. My family is trying to maneuver around me. It's so funny. Love you. Love you too, sweetie. Bye. Okay. So eyes are more interested in the story or the memory that's attached with the gift. Though we do like our gifts and we do like sparkly, shiny things. Okay, eyes like sparkly, shiny things. S's, they like gifts, but it needs to be thoughtful. It needs to be not just a generic gift to have a gift. It needs to be a thoughtful gift. There's a reason maybe someone collects something, or maybe you remembered something that they said that they needed something. But there needs to be it needs to be a thoughtful gift, not just a random, hey, it's Valentine's, so I bought you flowers. Hey, it's Valentine's, and I remembered that daisies were your favorite flower, so I bought you daisies. I didn't just buy you flowers. I bought you daisies, okay? We could go all into flowers and and personality styles. Maybe we will someday. But for today, I'm just saying an S needs to know that you thought of them. One, that's what the gift's about because you remembered them. You appreciate them, but the gift needs to actually be personal to them so they understand that you actually thought of them specifically when you saw that gift. A C, they really don't value gifts. And if you do buy them a gift, it needs to be practical. It needs to be something that is functional, they can use, it makes sense, it's quality. Don't give them cheap stuff. Don't give them cheap stuff. If it breaks, you wasted your money, right? They're not wasteful people. So if you want to venture into giving a C a gift, be sure it's functional, quality, and it makes sense, something that is useful to them, okay? For instance, my father is high C and he's a musician. And so when I decide to get him a present, it needs to have something to do with guitars or music or something that he has repeatedly said that he needs and has not bought for himself yet. Otherwise, it sits in the corner and collects dust because he has no use for it. Okay, so that is gifts. Acts of service. Let me make this big again. Acts of service. Okay, this can be a little tricky. Acts of service can be anything from bringing someone some coffee to taking some things off of someone's plate, seeing that they're overloaded and taking things off of their plate and helping them out. A D will appreciate you doing things for them that clears their path and removes obstacles, anything that's slowing them down from reaching their goal faster. So this is really going to have to be something that you observe or ask them about. Hey, what is it that I could do for you that would help you get to your goal faster? Okay. And I would be maybe doing some detail things because eyes don't have time for details. Eyes get lost in details and overwhelmed. They will be frozen with too many details. So if you can maybe handle some of the behind the scenes admin stuff for an eye to be able to complete their vision and fully step into what they're supposed to be doing, they would definitely appreciate that. I know I would appreciate that. We get bogged down and our vision is impaired when there's too many things in the way, and then we stop. We just stop because it's the weight of the little things is too overwhelming. So if you can remove those little things, and I would really appreciate that. And S, come alongside them and do something with them. They love to serve, but they don't like to do things alone. So if you see them serving, come along and help them. They probably won't let you serve them anyway because they are servant people, but they would probably love some company while they served others. Or if they're doing something for you, maybe pitch in and help. And they would love that. They would love that. Ties into quality time, right? They would love the company. Promise keepers, the C's, they really like to do things on their own because their biggest fear is that someone else is going to do something. They're going to delegate to someone else and they'll mess it up and then they'll have to redo it anyway. So they probably won't take you up on acts of service. And if you start tidying up around their space and they are not ready for that, that could actually cause a problem because even if it looks messy to you, they know exactly where everything belongs. And if you move it, they can't find it. So beware of treading into this area for a C unless they give you permission and tell you exactly what to do and then do it exactly how they tell you. Okay. Last one, physical touch. Usually you can tell if these people are physical touch because if they're standing next to you, they might like touch your arm, touch your hand, give you a hug when they see you, touch their own face or play with their hair. These are physical touch signs. So D's and physical touch. Again, they are constantly moving, on the move, go, 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 go. So physical touch, high five, pat on the back, handshake, something quick and that won't stop them. Eyes, physical touch. Eyes love hugs. They just do. Hugs, high fives, air high fives, good job, right? Handshakes. Eyes usually they'll come up and they'll like pat your shoulder, touch your shoulder. Eyes like to play with their hair. Sometimes you'll see that. S's don't play with their hair unless they give you permission, but I'm just saying, usually they twist their hair when they talk or play with their hair. S's, hugs would be good. Physical touch, hugs, high fives, handshakes. I would not invade their space. I's are all out there. D's are all out there. We don't have usually a problem with people invading our spaces. We're usually in the middle of everything. We put ourselves in the middle. But S's and C's, they're more reserved. Remember, they need a cushion. So don't step into their bubble until they invite you in. And if they invite you in for a hug, they might enjoy a hug. S's usually like quality time as well. So it's more of a side-by-side physical thing. So like, you know, nudging with the elbow, you know, kind of bumping them to the side as you're standing, like a friendly little like, hey, you know, that kind of a thing. But as I'm doing all these movements and I realize I am not on camera. So like, you know, hey, or hey, we do, right? Eyes tend to run towards each other and hug, I'm noticing. S's, they don't really like to be touched unless they ask you for it. So wait for them to initiate. Okay. They have to really, really love you and have you in their inner circle before they let you into that bubble. Okay. So S's and C's, give them a bubble. Don't assume, right? Don't assume that they're willing to have you in their bubble. I's and D's are a little different, but D's, don't get in their way. Don't slow them down. Give them a high five as they run past you is good for a D. Okay. All right. So we've gone through all five of the love languages. I hope that was helpful. I feel like it was really quick and, but sometimes quick is good, and Valentine's is coming. So remember to meet people where they are. Be observant. Be observant. We talk about that every week. Be observant to what their body language is telling you, because that will tell you a lot, especially and then what is their personality? So those two questions, remember the two questions. Oops, that's not it. Two questions. Reserved or outgoing. Task or people. Okay. That will tell you what quadrant they're in. Over here, our handout, the quadrant they're in. And then based on those two things, the quadrant they're in and what language they're most demonstrating to you, translate those with some examples we talked about today, and that should get you the response you're looking for. So if you haven't been getting the response you've been looking for from your loved one when you're trying to show them that you care for them, it could just be that you've been speaking the wrong language. Okay, so I would love to hear, after you play with this a little bit, how this worked for you. Let me know how this worked for you. I'm going to go open a Clubhouse room at 5 after the hour. If you all want to come ask questions or hang out, I'm happy to answer your specific questions about personality styles, love languages, relationships, whatever you would like to ask, come on over and check us out on Clubhouse, and you can find that. Let me find the Clubhouse handle here. Here we are. This is us on Clubhouse at 100 Coffees. And we will open, I'm opening up a room. We don't have a Clubhouse yet, but I'm opening up a room based on this title. So it is called Speaking their language, speaking their I believe it's called Speaking Their Language. Let me find out. I just created it. Bum, bum, bum. Show them you care by learning to speak their language. So I'll be on as long as people are there to chat. Hopefully I see you there. I'll see you next Wednesday. And as always, drop some comments on what you'd like to hear from me. I have been doing this for over 20 years and can adapt these tools and other assessments if you want to bring them in to whatever relationship you've got going on, and can get you some really quick results really easily with simple tools. So thanks for hanging out. Hope to see you across the street at the coffee shop or on one of my many walkabouts through the village. And you have an amazing Valentine's Day and rest of your week. I'll see you next week. Have a great day. Bye.
Have you ever woken to a sweet morning rain? Had your cup of coffee while it pattered on?